Everyone, it's Friday and it's a birthday party today. Maybe we won't even play the intro music. What do you think?
I think we should.
New intro music.
Well, we can't play new intro music today. We weren't ready for that. But it is Friday and it is our birthday. So, you know, when it's your birthday, you can kind of do whatever you want, right? You can eat what you want. So today we're just going to have a chat about how we have arrived at this point. Welcome to Kingdom Speak with Pastor Daniel McKillop. When you say 4 years out loud, it sounds like a long time. It really has been a long time.
Yeah, but we did survive that 2 year temper tantrum period.
Terrible twos.
We got through that.
We're 4 years old now. We're 4 years old. We can wash our own face at this point.
No, we need to hear from fellow podcasters to help us decide with, you know, where we fit in the chronological placement. Like, are we an old podcast because we're 4 years old?
We must be. We must be coming mature at this point.
Do we have our driver's license yet?
We're beyond those up and comers. It's been crazy. It's been crazy. Just, you know, flipping through and looking at.
And it took us 4 years, but we even have the host on the show today with no necktie.
Yeah, we're wearing them down.
It's working.
Yeah, we're wearing them down. We just had some comments on YouTube that when I was thinking about, you know, how far we've come. Man, just thinking back to some of our episodes, if you've never listened to some of our old stuff, and that's a dangerous game because some of our old content,
I'll just speak
for myself. It's not the best. I'll just say that.
That's part of embracing the journey. You do have to look back.
It was awkward sauce, man, when we started. Awkward sauce.
I think my least favorite, and I'll admit, man, I was a nervous wreck when we started. It was oh God,
are we really doing this, man?
Yeah, I'm saying this out loud, and people are hearing it.
Yeah,
but getting started at each episode till we hit our groove was always the unnerving part for me.
Yeah,
and your opening line. How are you today, Pastor?
I went back and watched that for kicks.
No, how are you today, bother. Pastor?
It's terrible.
After we had just spent, like back then,
it's
we
like
spent
we
a
know
whole
each
lot
other,
more
man.
Time in pre-show
yeah.
prep.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing? We're just sitting here acting like we don't know each other.
Yeah.
But we had a comment. The reason I bring all this up is we had a comment on the late Bishop Aston's episode from 2021 when he talked about being unshaken in Africa.
Oh, wow.
And that was so good, man. That was, if you've never heard of Bishop Aston.
Well, especially now.
Man.
It's like hearing the voice from heaven.
Unbelievable. That guy's a preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that was, it was just cool to kind of go back in time. And yeah, then there's another guy on here.
What did they say? You didn't tell us what they said.
It was just a bunch of hearts, and I love Elder Aston.
Okay.
So it was just somebody obviously who knew him and wanted to leave us a comment on him. And somebody else left a comment on an episode from 2022 and says this, "Brother Derek, I am listening to this episode, and I just want to let you know that I am 100% with you on the mayo and waffle fries."
Oh, how far did you have to go back
I wish In-N-Out would carry mayo. God bless. And man, I'm going to say amen to that because...
Chick-fil-A. No. Yes. Chick-fil-A sauce.
Come at me with that Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yes.
And this...
Yes, I will.
We talked about this with corn. We've talked about this with multiple people.
With corn.
And
take it. Take the anointing. Take the
Receive
anointing.
It. Anyway, it's just cool to go back and look at some of this stuff. And I mean, obviously our most recent episodes have been off the charts in terms of popularity. But it is cool to go back and relive. You know, we're in a different studio now.
We are.
Yeah, I'm currently looking at our old studio, and you guys are like 3 inches from each other's noses.
Bro, it was sitting, across. It was across a lifetime table.
We had a little plastic table.
Lifetime table.
Yeah, and the Yeti mics, and we had to make sure that the backdrop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember, like, this was in my office when we started, and over the patio doors.
Yes,
remember that?
Over garbage
patio
bags.
Doors.
Garbage bags. Production, bro.
Yeah, was this arched window?
Yeah.
Well, for an office, it's fine to have it open at the natural light.
Yeah.
But everything needed to be controlled light, and so for months, I had garbage bags with
duct tape,
green tape.
Yep, we had some green tape. Yep.
Green tape.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In my beautiful office.
Yep. They'd come loose
until it would.
We'd have to go retape them.
Yep.
Yep.
Until we finally upgraded and got.
You remember the cameras going to sleep?
Fixture.
Like, we weren't using production cameras, so it's just
DSLR cameras.
When you use a over the counter. $400 camera, they go to sleep because they're not built to do what we were doing with
them. It's 29 minutes, right? Or 20.
So Randy would have to run outside of the library, down the hall, around, so he didn't get in the shot.
Yeah. Click the button, tap the shutter.
Run around and come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The thing that's amazing, though, is week after week, we've pulled it off, and we've got the video of every episode.
Yes, every episode. We never missed one episode.
Where's the crickets?
All right, so let's talk about it. In four years, we have one episode with no video.
Due to a...
It was the one that was hard to label, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Due to what? Why don't we have the video?
I actually don't remember. Do we remember why?
Well, let's just say it was a technical difficulty. That
it was definitely
did not involve the host or the co-host.
It was definitely equipment malfunction. That's what it was.
Oh, so it's all on the equipment. Who's responsible for the equipment?
Yeah, I didn't push the button.
Yeah.
Between that and I'd say that we've only really had two technical issues, and then we had the issue at Connection where we had that live stream issue, which is unfortunate. But I mean, this stuff happens, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm having issues right now.
Well, there we go. So we're just going to keep powering through, and the devil don't want us to do this right
the
now.
The devil
just
don't want us to do it.
And
there's a few others that don't want us to do it too, but we'll leave that alone.
Well,
yeah.
They might be listening, though. Another comment I just saw on our list, I'm flicking down through this as we're talking right now, God pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just commented on God pronouns from Bishop Odom, February 12th, 2021. Man, he was so good.
Oh, yeah.
The technical setups for him at the time were so difficult, though. Like, he was trying to figure this out on the fly, just like we were. And it was something. It was something else. Anyways.
So this literally just came in.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
This came in. So we started getting a little buzz last week on Evangelist Kelly Patrick's episode.
Yeah.
So... I tagged their sister Patrick.
Yep,
has an IG account.
Okay,
he doesn't.
Okay,
he doesn't. So I would just tag everything. You know, we're glad to have as a guest this week Evangelist, and I would tag GJ Patrick on IG.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really hit the radio waves. Because they wanted Evangelist Sister Patrick.
so now she's an evangelist as well.
Yes.
Wow. Is she coming on the show?
Yeah. Well, so
that's an idea.
Jessica Bowen, shout out. This is what you get for sending me a message while we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. She was commenting on we'll talk about that in a minute, but there was a post by, let me see, who the APO Comp. Have you heard? Did you see that?
I have no idea who that is.
APO Comp, Apostolic Compilation, pretty big IG account. And so mm-hmm. they put together a list of all these apostolic podcasters. Mm-hmm. And so she said her favorite was the bottom left, which is where we were on the post. Mm-hmm. And so I said, thank you. She goes, absolutely. I do have a recommendation, though. Hear me out. Next episode, I'm gonna read it how she's got it. Get rid of the misleading tag of evangelist G.J. Patrick. Or, better yet, bring her on with the Wevwind.
The Wevwind.
In all seriousness, though, excellent episode, and y'all are so much fun to listen to. It's nice that we can still glean so much wisdom even while we're laughing. How about it?
Lighten up a little bit.
Thanks for all the incredible content. Keep it up. P.S. Is this actually worse than a Spotify review? Man.
I don't know what's up with the Spotify activists.
Mafia.
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. We had another comment on the KPAT episode from Thomas Rome. And he said, this was very good. I will definitely make our young ministers listen to this and we'll discuss it in our next class. Thank God for Kingdom Speak. We'll say amen to that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, he was so awesome on the show.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah. That amen clip has been with us since the beginning.
It has.
It's been good. We've talked about changing some of that stuff, man, but it's good to just have that familiarity. It's hard to get away from it. Those guys say amen to us every week. It's been good.
So we, I do want to give just a shout out because, you know, at least from our perspective, mm-hmm. apostolic podcasters, I don't think were as commonplace 4 years ago.
True, true. There weren't that many around.
At least I didn't know of any.
No. Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say any. There was a few.
There's a few, yeah.
So if you were around, make sure you fact check us. Mm-hmm. But this apostolic compilation IG account that tagged everybody, they were just giving a shout out to the list of podcasters that they listen to. So let's go down through it.
All right.
Apostolic Life in the 21st Century with David Bernard.
Yeah. He's up and coming. Should keep an eye on that guy.
If he keeps it up, he'll go places.
I've heard he's working on a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing some studying on the Godhead.
Really?
He's got some good stuff.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. This is random, but I've heard his boys in drum lessons too.
He's thinking about starting a YouTube channel himself. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, let's see where that goes.
Just keep practicing, young man.
Keep practicing, young man. You can beat the odds. Okay. Wow, that derailed quickly. Stick with me now.
It's our birthday, man.
The Convo.
The Convo.
Oof.
Are they still a thing? Yeah.
You just
say it and I'm going to insult them. We'll keep going.
With Kurt and Colton.
You'd have to be an active podcast to still be on that list.
No. Biblos.
Hey.
Now, come on. Listen.
Hey. God bless them. We love them.
We
beat up on them usually. It's our birthday today. We love them. They're good people.
Yeah, we love them.
Podcast is great. Coffee mugs are.
All right. Then the Fruitful Vine, Joel Urshan.
Yeah, he's
great stuff.
Yeah,
God Quest.
Why hasn't he been on the show, by the way?
Well, I don't know.
Like, why not? I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe he's in drum lessons.
Come on.
He's busy.
Come on. There's no excuse.
God Quest with Miles Young.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't he been on the show yet?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the bishop has made it on.
He has.
If the bishop can make time.
Did he?
Apostolic leadership.
It was. Whew.
Did we ever get a mug from them?
From them? Did we send them one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And if we haven't received a mug
from them... We just slipped into staff meeting mode right there. I just wanted to make sure that...
I have written correspondence promising that we would...
From who?
...get a mug from...
Oh, C's?
From the group. I don't want to drop names.
Oh, yeah. As if you don't want to drop names.
No, but let's just... You know, it's our birthday.
So currently it's just been a one-way street, is what you're saying. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Relationships thrive when... You know,
Christian Life Broadcast with Joe Campatella.
Oh, I've not heard of that one.
Me either.
Maybe it's time for him to come on as well.
Out of the Boat with Christopher Honeycutt.
Out of the Boat. Cool. That's a cool name.
Kingdom Speak. You heard of that one?
No.
Truth Talk with Douglas Walker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Great stuff. We Should Talk with Bethany Jennings.
Neat.
It's David Jennings' wife. The Conversation with Capital Community Church. We can almost see them from here.
Yeah. Great peeps. You know Matt would be good to come on. Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Come on, Matt.
The Word of Mouth by C.J. Garcia. The Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast.
Yeah,
with Darren Sargent.
Shout out. Shout out. Put your hands together.
We need... Oh,
well, come on. If you were around when he was on the show, like he doesn't stop saying that kind of stuff.
You know that he just wrote a book, so we need to... I think he wrote the book about how did he overcome...
With one hand.
Oh, with one hand.
He wrote it with one hand tied behind his back. Hey.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, it's our birthday.
There's only writing on the left pages.
Oh, man.
God.
This is terrible.
You guys.
This is terrible.
We love you, Brother Sergeant.
Yeah, okay. So you guys got to reach out to him and have him back on. Because... He must be able to defend himself.
It's like, I'm not talking to those guys again.
As I was trying to say, he wrote a book. So we need to have him on and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Apostolic Theory, Brandon Cooker.
Mm-hmm.
The Pulpit Podcast, Urshan College.
Interesting.
So that's a good list. Now,
that is a lot.
If you go down through the comments, there are tons more People that are stuff. Suggested.
Yeah, there's so much it's content hard to, out there.
So it's, that's really good. That's really good. So
in the spirit of that, we should say thank you to our audience because, I mean, you could be listening to those other podcasts.
100%.
Right. But you're here because we're putting a lot of energy into this podcast today.
They have...
Do you remember when we started?
They've stuck with us.
Remember we started and we would listen to other podcasts for motivation. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the podcast. We're like, man, we don't want to be that kind of a podcast.
Right.
We don't want to do that. Right. Nobody wants to listen to that.
And then I can remember when we got our first review or people, because at first, man, people didn't chime in. Right?
That's right.
And so now the whole community side of it's been pretty cool. And
we just appreciate our audience. Yeah, absolutely.
They're incredible.
People show up at church here a couple weeks ago. And I say it every time, but it's just weird to have somebody walk up to you who knows you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who they are.
Absolutely.
It's like, how do you know me kind of thing.
It happens fairly often. You know, I listen to you every week. I was like, oh, that's a bit freaky. But we're glad that you do. So 4 years, and I say we keep
going.
4 years. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think we got another
four. How many episodes?
Well, it would be over 200. I'm not that good at math, but I think there's 52 in a year.
208, is that what you're saying?
But we have a few top fives. We did, so they're technically episodes. We probably have, is it 50-50 split guests versus?
I don't know. I know I enjoy the guests a lot more than, yeah.
We've met some cool people. We've met some
great
cool,
people,
cool,
awesome
people.
Relationships, friendships formed from it. It's been really neat.
So we celebrated a million downloads on the podcast quite a while ago now, which we're at almost 1.5, by the way, already.
Wow, and that's not...
That's just the audio podcast.
YouTube. Yeah.
And then you throw in another 250 listens or so on Spotify. So you have to be 1.4000250.
And when you convert then, that to Canadian from American,
you convert it to Canadian, that doubles it.
Yeah, when you convert the Spotify listens to actual account, you know, actual listens, it's like three Spotify listeners per one.
Is a conversion.
Okay, you guys got to lay off the Spotify listeners.
Oh,
because when I'm out and about anywhere is outside of Plaster Rock, I take it on the chin because of your guys's. Basement theology.
I just think they're vocal. I don't really think there's that many of them.
Well, they have a bunch of different faces. If there's only three of them.
But then on the YouTube side, yeah, I don't even know what our all-time views are, but it's...
Yeah. You should have been prepped for this.
Yeah, I should have been. I'll admit that. I'll own that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is our celebration today, so it's been great. We don't even have cake. That tells you a lot about our dietary choices today, which is probably smart. But, you know, we were talking about this, and you've taught about this, and I suppose I can set you up to talk about this for a minute before we're done, but it takes focus to get where we've achieved.
Does. And I want to give you guys a shout-out, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely. I tell everybody, I said, I just show up, sit down, start talking and walk away, and it's just like magic. It drops. Yeah. So you guys make the thing tick.
Let me be honest, it's my favorite time of the week. It never fails. It's my absolute highlight of every single week of my life is to sit at this table.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Where's this going? Keep talking.
Yeah.
And it's like...
waiting for the next foot to fall.
Yeah, nothing... But no, it takes focus, and
it does.
You have to set aside time, like everything
else.
Of course
you do.
You have to plan.
Yep. Yep.
You were teaching about focus the other night, and fair enough, we were actually going to sit down and record another episode. This is why we're even talking about this right now. And it was like, hey, it's been 4 years, we should talk. And then, well, why don't you talk about focus for a few minutes and let us know. Because I'm sure every one of our audience members struggle with that from time to time. We all write goals down.
Exactly. Man, if you're going to do anything. I'm sure we're far enough into the year now that at least few of our audience members have fallen off of their New Year's resolutions.
It's 4 months in. Yep. There's things that I said I was going to do that I haven't done yet.
Is there anybody in our audience that is still loyal to their New Year's resolution? We need to hear from you. Are you?
Some of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. I've even fallen off the book train. I was going to read a book a month, and I'm falling off right now, so I got to get back on it. A book a month is not even a lot. Shame on me, but...
Yeah. Is this like confession time? Or
nope.
Okay.
So how do we stay focused?
Start with like Titus and Jude. You can catch up.
Not that book.
Oh, you don't read that book. Excuse me.
No.
There was a discussion presentation by Jordan Peterson.
Hey, I just saw him in person, eh? Eh? Spoken like a true Canadian.
Where?
Orlando.
Seriously?
Yeah. Do you know he's working on a new series?
Is it We Who Wrestle With God? Or
yeah. Yeah. He's working on, so he did Exodus.
Yep.
He's doing the Gospels now.
Serious?
That's what he said. That should be pretty cool.
That's awesome.
He's also claiming he's a Christian now.
Well, you know, his wife was, I know this is not the right word, but it's kind of like the Hall of Fame when they're inducted into the Hall of Fame, but she's like a Catholic. She's been formally, I don't know what the term is that they use, christened to be a Catholic.
Okay, whatever. Really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, she is formally embraced Catholicism as her religion.
Yeah, he it was really good what he had to say too. Anyways, I just threw that in. Shout out to my buddy Jordan. Yeah.
So he talks about the eyeball in one of his lectures.
Okay.
That was the word I was trying to grab a few minutes ago. And I said presentation. No. Lectures.
Okay.
And he talks about how the eye... Mm-hmm. At the very center of the lens, there is a portion, not the totality of the lens, but there's a portion of that lens that is so powerful that if the whole eye had that same magnitude, I can't remember exactly what he said, but you'd have to have a brain the size of the Empire State Building or something to hold the quality of imagery.
Interesting.
Yeah, that your eyeball, if the whole thing operated and computed at that dimension. So there's varying degrees of clarity, quality that's on the eye. So the eyeball, we don't even realize it, but I'm looking you in the eye right now, and the eye within its, even though we are quote unquote locking eyes, we use that term right now. Our eye, the eye is actually quivering.
It's not actually stable.
Right. It is. It's back and forth.
Hmm.
So the reason that he said that that our body does that, that's an involuntary move. I'm intrigued by it because I didn't even know that I was doing that. When you're looking at something, it's automatically to preserve the integrity of your lens, okay?
Yeah.
So this is what would happen. He said, if the whole, now I'm quoting him, this is not, I don't know, if the whole lens of your eye operated at that focused intensity, then when you looked at something, if you didn't immediately look away, it would burn that image on the lens, ultimately within just a few moments, because if you looked at that wall, you'd have that image, and you looked at that brick wall, you'd have that image, and it would just they would all stack up until
crazy.
The lens would be rendered ineffective. So the point being that when you really begin to focus on something, if you stay with all of the intensity that you have, you can literally have that lens, that image, that pursuit, that goal burnt on the lens of your life. And then everything that you interact with in life is seen through the lens of what you're focused on.
Hmm. Yeah.
Focus is literally no more or less than this. It's managing distractions. That's
absolutely
right.
That is what it is.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he goes on to talk about something, and this really just resonated. And us talking about a podcast, none of this just happens. We have, I would venture to say, I have had dozens of conversations with people about, hey, I'd like to start a podcast. And I said, go for it, man. We need apostolic content. This field is large. Let's go. But one of the things that I repeatedly come back to is you've got to have more than five ideas.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna be a podcast that produces, it's better for you, let's say it this way, to say we're gonna produce one a month or biweekly. Make sure you can live up to that threshold of expectation.
Yeah.
So if you're going to accomplish that, we've seen it. You guys have had to work around my schedule. Mm-hmm. Now I'm having to work around your guys' schedule. I'm away next week, Pastor. Can we record two episodes today? Yeah, no problem. I have Bible study tonight, but we'll do that. Yeah. So,
staff meeting again here.
Yeah. Ooh. So the point being is when you're focused on wanting to produce, and you want it to be consistent. And that's one of the things we didn't talk about a lot when we started, but one of the things that we did talk about is if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. We're going to try to do it to the best of our ability. We want the production to be right.
Yep.
And I think you guys nail it. We want the content to be good. Our guests deliver over and over and over again. And we want to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is the lens. Anything in life that you strike out to accomplish, you have to be prepared to handle distraction.
Yes. Yes.
Because if it's worth doing and it's going to be of any significance and it's going to make any difference, you have got to be able to stay focused on it. Psalms 119 and 15.
I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
The key there is respect. I will have respect unto thy ways. One of the definitions of that word there is focus. I will meditate in thy precepts and I will focus on thy ways. Same chapter, verse 117.
Hold thou me up and I shall be safe and I will have respect.
There it is again.
Unto thy statutes continually.
There it is again. People of focus are people of respect. What is respect? It's not just, well, you know, I'm going to respect co-host Doric or producer Randy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a matter of, you got to respect me. No. If I'm conversing with you right now and our mm-hmm. audience is listening, if they hear me right now, it's because they're respecting me. They're respecting me mm-hmm. and what we're saying right now above every other distraction.
That's right.
The road noise, the GPS.
Yes.
All of it.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It's not a decision of, man, I respect Pastor McKillop. No. No. You involuntarily, it's the eyeballs, okay, mm-hmm. that are involuntarily moving. You are involuntarily determining what you value more than.
Exactly.
The only way you can stay focused is that you have to be able to say, what I'm looking at is more valuable than what is behind it, mm-hmm. what is in front of it, what is beside it. I will reposition myself if I deem what I'm viewing to be more valuable, respectable, mm-hmm. than everything that is around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
A biblical expression of this is he set his face
yeah.
like a flint.
Focus.
It's focus.
Mm-hmm.
It is staying with resoluteness
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
connected to where you're going. Okay? Who for the joy that was set before him. It is very hard to stay focused on inferior goals.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
So you become, if you're living a life of distraction, one of the indicators that you are living a life
all over the place
that doesn't really matter and doesn't move the needle on anything mm-hmm. is that you're living a life that you're just easily distracted. If you are buying into something of value,
mm-hmm.
then you respect it enough to go, no, I'm going to show up and do that recording today, even though mm-hmm. there's 17 other things I'm doing today.
Well, you know the feeling of, let's use the podcast. So if you're listening to something and you make the dreaded mistake of checking your email or, you know.
Right.
You really do. And I think you have said this multiple times when we're talking about this kind of stuff, but nobody really does multitask.
No.
It's impossible.
You don't actually multitask.
Physically can't. Right.
You don't. So
right.
There's nothing right. worse than, you know, you have a 30-minute conversation with someone and then you realize, okay, did they ask me to do something? Because your brain was somewhere else, you didn't even remember. And it tells a lot about the person if you won't focus on them and have that discussion.
Okay, this could sound offensive, but mm-hmm. really, you are devaluing.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You've just stepped down in priority.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm talking to you and your phone dings.
Yep.
You've automatically, when you pick it up,
right.
although you don't say it,
mm-hmm.
you have placed.
You do say it.
Yeah. Right. You have placed higher priority and focus.
For sure.
They just literally jumped
right.
into the middle of my conversation and you mm-hmm. went, hey. So
right.
we're all guilty of that. I mean, Come on. That's something while we're recording, your phone can go off, your email can come in, and boom, if we're not careful, where we're at is deplatformed, if you will, and there is a respect is given.
Right.
Respect is given to another voice.
Right.
That ironically, because of technology, may not even be in the room.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think a good rule of thumb is whoever's in the room should get priority over whoever's not in the room.
Right, or leave the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that's easier said than done, right?
That's the battle of everything we do.
It is impossible, guys. It is impossible to stay focused on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
No, you cannot.
It is an absolute impossibility to stay focused on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that repeatedly through your life, you have to revisit this. You have to adapt. There may be a number of things in your life that you do at certain seasons in your life, but as responsibilities grow, as you progress, whether it be through your workplace, your career, business pursuits, whatever, ministry, where I had to quit being the choir director, man.
Yeah. Can't focus on two things.
Why? Because I have respect to my primary calling, which is to pastor this church.
Right.
So it's more beneficial for this church, and that is burnt on the lens of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying focused on that. So everything, I'm perceiving my schedule through what is burnt on the lens of my life.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It's ministry, and it's to be the best pastor that I can be, and to be the best preacher that I can be. So I have to set aside music practice.
Have to be intentional.
Mm-hmm. Rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it,
mm-hmm.
but I have to set it aside. Why? Because I'm in respect of what I am focused on.
Mm.
And listen, that's an ongoing thing that you have to revisit. There's times that, man, as ministry develops and this develops and that, then you have to refocus. If you're not careful, things begin to get blurry, and distraction happens. A book I read about this, and I don't know if you guys have read it. Deep Work.
I have not.
I would suggest.
It's good.
Yeah, great book. Deep Work. It's written by Carl Newport.
Mm-hmm.
He really hammers down, and he has four primary rules that he gives for the structure to support deep work. So he says very little in our world is done on a deep level.
A lot
of our work is pretty shallow.
It is.
We don't have to think
That's right.
that much to get it over the finish line. So the guys that do the thinking, for lack of a better word, you know, the Elon Musk type inventors of our day, those guys think. They deep think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I know he's got X now and probably spends more time on X than what he should, but he didn't get everything going on in his world by surfing social media.
That's right.
There had to be somewhere, and it'd be an interesting conversation to have with a man like that, is how do you manage that ability? How do you develop that ability to think like that? Okay? So Carl Newport talks about developing places.
Mm-hmm.
And processes and approaches to being a deep thinker. Okay, I want to do something that makes a difference. So, a deep thinker. One of the rules is embrace boredom. That we are living in a world that is
so fast,
inundated with entertainment,
stimulation.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're standing in line waiting for our fast food, we pull our phone out of our pocket.
That's right.
And we're flick, 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 and we're continually, we're intoxicated by entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw this out for consideration. This is not something that I've even mastered in my own life, but it's It's a noble consideration. He suggests having an internet Sabbath. One day a week where you disconnect.
Wow. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Not only that, he also encourages that even through the day. So if you're working at the office, or if you're just if you're a laborer or if you're a stay-at-home mom, you need to have boundaries around your phone, boundaries around the internet. And so he says this constant access to this has affected our ability to concentrate, which by extension affects the ability that you have to think deeply, to stay, for the sake of our discussion, focused. So he says you literally need to have, I will not be on the internet for the next 30 minutes. So we're going to come in and record. I will not be on the internet until, and he said, when you first start that process of internet blocking your day and setting those segments, you have to almost write it down by your computer and say, oh, no, my next access to the internet is 12:30, so I will not.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Oh, I've got to go check that email because I need it for what I'm working on. Don't do it. Because you know that if you go there, you're going to be tempted to check the two emails above it,
and you're
gone. Don't allow it. Mm-hmm. So the whole process of implementing the structure in your life to stay focused, to stay concentrated, is you have to control and put perimeters around. It's just a fascinating read. I highly, highly suggest reading it. One thing that I would just say as we kind of wind this down is a classic example of this is Matthew 14 with Peter in the storm of his life, and Jesus comes walking on the water. And verse 24 starts the narrative. The ship is now in the midst of the sea.
Yeah, tossed with waves. The wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a spirit. They cried out for fear, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
Wow. So this using the Jordan Peterson analogy of the what you're pursuing being burnt on the lens of your life.
Yep.
Peter's stepping out. How about this? Peter's stepping out into uncharted waters. Hello? Ba-doom-tsh.
Yeah, it didn't earn it. You didn't earn it.
You know what people are telling me when I'm traveling is that you're getting too stingy with your buttons. So Peter is stepping out where nobody has
It's because
before.
I'm so focused on what you're saying, I don't even remember that there's buttons over
what
here.
What buttons?
Yeah, it's like, what am I doing right now?
What buttons? So when you step out into those areas, focus is paramount. When you're in the ship, it's one thing to be distracted by the waves, because while you're distracted, the structure that you're in still supports you. But when you step out where the structure is not there and you are responding to, in this particular case, a divine commission, come, step out. I'm asking you to do what without me, you can't do.
But the stakes are high, aren't they?
Right? I didn't ask you to swim to me. Come on, walk out here. Focus is absolutely central to this miracle. He needed to stay focused on Jesus Christ, on the one that commissioned him, on the one that beckoned him to come, on the one that can support him where he's leading him. But the Bible says that the farther out he got, Now, look, I'm not being critical of the guy, but I'm just saying there is a lesson to be learned in this, that distraction, how can I say this? Distraction can kill what submission to a divine commission has started.
Mm-hmm.
Distraction can kill it. So we need to develop that ability to stay supernaturally concentrated, supernaturally focused on Jesus Christ. And I think as the church gets closer to the end, distractions are going to continue to rise.
For sure.
And if we've ever needed to stay focused, it is in this day.
Yeah.
One last scripture would be Jude, verse 11.
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
Notice how, and we're wrapping up with this, notice how Jude ties people that have gone after the way of Cain, ran after
the error of
Balaam, perishing after the gainsaying of Kor. Those all deserve their own time in discussion. All of these people, he describes them as things that distract. Okay? He said, these people that have left the lane of being true to faith, being true to submission, being true to the plan that God has for them, those people, when they leave that lane of, can we use the term focus, they become distractions. That is their objective. They're not going to backslide and just go away quietly. They're going to try to derail as many as possible. And so he describes them as, if you come to a feast of charity, they are spots in your feast. What are you going to look at when you look at a feast? You're going to look at the spot and go, ah, I don't know if I should consume this.
Yeah, something's different.
So you focus on the spot and not the feast. Okay? Clouds without water. Trees without fruit. Raging waves, wandering stars. All of these things are indicative. That's what he's using to describe these people that have thrown in the towel and no longer are pursuing after the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so we have to make up our mind. Each of these things that he's talking about are designed to get our attention.
Yeah.
They're designed to distract us, to pull us off focus. So as a child of God, and I used this last night, if your objective right now, and you resonate with what we're talking about when I say this right now, if your objective is to get your finances in order, that was what you wanted to do in 2024. I want to get my finances together. So that, you know, over the next, I got a 3-year plan, and I'm gonna debt snowball. I'm gonna do all of this, okay? And then all of a sudden, your buddy drives in to church with a brand new car.
Woo! Look at his new car,
and it's a spot in your feast.
Man, that's nice,
right?
Yeah, it happens.
Shows up with a new suit.
It happens.
She brings in a brand new purse.
Oh man,
you cannot allow that to distract you from what should be burnt on the lens of your life. No, I am going to continue to be frugal until 2027.
That's
right. Then I'll have enough money to buy it with cash or whatever it is. Okay?
It's not the thing. It's what it does to your pursuit.
Exactly.
Right.
And you can't look at them and say that they're wrong.
Right, because they could be on year 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Their goal could have been 2024.
Yeah.
So you can't look at people. You can't allow people that are bitter, jealous, jaded, competitive, ambitious, envious. You can't allow them to pull you off of the focus that you have. We can't allow other podcasters to pull us off the focus. Biblos.
Oof.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. So we got to have burnt on our lens what we feel God has called us to be, and we live up to that and that alone, and we stay focused at it. And we come back here next week and we record. Well, not next week because somebody's not here. But we record two episodes this week so that we have an episode dropping.
Thank God somebody on the show is looking ahead.
Yes. And we stay
focused.
Focused. Focused. Focused.
That's how we got here.
So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
What do you say we stay? Stay focused and throw out another couple episodes. And what do you think, producer Randy?
What are we doing here again? What are you guys talking about?